Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this evening is from the Old Testament reading, but covers some of the epistle and gospel as well. But the prophet Malachi says to us in the third chapter, "See, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. And he who stand when he appears, for he will be a refiner's fire, launderer's soap. And he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver." This is our text. Young boy is walking home from church, very casually, taking his time, zigzagging up and down the street in this little neighborhood, picking at the flowers, finding a caterpillar and playing with the little caterpillar. Man sitting on his rocker in a house across the street observes him as he wends his way towards his home. And he gets up and he yells to the boy and he tells him to come here, and the boy gladly comes over. And he says, "I see how much you're enjoying yourself. Where have you been?" And the young boy says, "I've been to Sunday school, and I have learned a lot about God." And the man said, "Well, that's very good. You know, I'll give you a dime if you'll show me where God is." And the little boy looked up to him and said, "I'll give you a dollar if you show me where he ain't." The messenger, the coming messenger and the coming priest, tell us and answer the question, where is God? You don't have to pay any money, dime or a dollar or whatever it may be, to find the answer to that question. The answer has been given. It's in the Word of God and is shared with us. Tonight we look at the coming messenger and the coming priest. I get the privilege of talking about two people, John the Baptist, the messenger, and Christ himself, the very priest of all. My friends in Christ, you and I are right now between two of the greatest events of all time. On this side of our history, we have Christmas and Easter. I count them as one because you can't have one without the other. So we have Christmas and Easter, and here we are, right next to it, and down the road is that next great event, the second coming of Christ. Why are we here? To answer the question, where is God and what he is all about? The messenger and the priest in our text tell us what we are to do. But most importantly, they have told us what has already been done. So for a few moments, we look at the coming messenger and the priest of purity. The coming messenger, as the prophet Malachi tells us, he's the last of the prophets that's recorded in Scripture. And he prophesies the coming of one who will prepare the way of the Lord. As we remember John the Baptist, we remember him as one who said things like, "Repent and be baptized. There is one who comes after me who is greater than I, the shoes of which I'm not worthy to latch. The kingdom of God is at hand. Prepare the way of the Lord." The gospel lesson read tonight talks about Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, and how he was encountered in the temple, and how he was so shocked at the fact that eventually he will have a son through his wife, Elizabeth, and that son will be one who will bring many back to Israel. Prepare the way of the Lord. The coming priest that Malachi talks about is one who will come suddenly. He will come to the temple, and he will one who will bring the message of the one who is to save the kingdom. That's the coming messenger. That's the John the Baptist. That's why we sing on Jordan's bank the Baptist cry. That's why we talk about preparing the way of the Lord, because that's us. John the Baptist was preparing for that Christmas and Easter event that has already taken place. For us, the messengers of God, we talk about that second coming. And in order to talk about that second coming, we must talk about what Christ has done for us on the cross. That's what we are about in this season, because now we turn to the priest of purity. Two words are used in the Old Testament reading about this priest who will come. He will be a refiner's fire and the fuller's soap. Here's a country western song that's out now. It's a woman artist, and I don't know her name, and I don't know the name of the song, and I don't know any other words. But in that, she's talking about her ex-boyfriend. And one of the phrases she uses is that there's no amount of Ajax that's going to clean your dirty linen. And I remember as a child that Ajax was a soap you didn't want to have used on you. It was really something that was rough, and you didn't want to have it used. Ajax, that's kind of what the refiner's fire and the fuller's soap is all about. It's a soap that'll get you as clean as you can be, but it oftentimes hurts in the process. The priest of purity is one who will purify us like silver and gold and will cleanse us like refiner's and fuller's soap. His offerings will be accepted. The offering of the refiner and the purifier is the offering of himself. That's why he's called the priest. The priest who will sacrifice himself for all of mankind so that no other sacrifice will ever need to be made. He is one who takes us from wanting everything for ourselves, wanting to do everything, to get something, to ones who believe in the grace of God through Christ Jesus, who did it all for us. Listen to these two letters that were written to Santa Claus. One letter is the old way. The second letter is the way in which we know that Christ has given us. 7-year-old Christian. Mommy and Daddy say I've been very good these past few days, but I have also been very bad in some ways. How bad can I be before I lose my presence? And then you have Roseanne, who's 11, who writes this to Santa Claus. Do you know that Jesus is the real reason for Christmas? Not to be mean, but he is. Not to be mean, but he is. Jesus Christ is the one who has purified us. He is the one who has cleansed us by his shed blood on the cross. He's the one that helps us be remembered of that as we come to his altar and receive his very body and blood in the sacrament, as we know that our sins have been washed away through the baptism that is ours in Christ, and the knowledge that, yes, we are in the middle of those two great events in the lifetime of all of us. Christmas and Easter have been here. We're looking to that second coming. We are those messengers who are to bring the good news to others of what Christ has done for us. He purifies us by forgiving our sins. He enables us to make the right offerings that are spoken of in our Old Testament lesson. He enables us to prepare for his coming. And that's why year after year in churches throughout the country, we gather together prior to Christmas and do Advent, the coming of Christ. He is coming. And we're talking about his second coming. We're going to celebrate that first coming, the great events that took place then. But we're also concerned about the great event that will take place as we are his messengers to all. We don't know when it's going to come, so we're always prepared and we're always ready to go. And patience is something we really need in the process. 75-year-old woman was making her way down the steps of a cruise ship. Slowly and slowly, she's making her way down. Nobody can get up, nobody can come down, because she's on those stairways, and she's slowly but surely making her way down the ladder. As she gets to the dock, she turns, and everybody heaves a sigh of relief, knowing that she's done with that long trip. And then she stares up to the top of the deck, and she says, "Okay, Mom, it's your turn now." Another long wait. We've had 2,000 years of waiting, waiting for Jesus to come again. And yet, we joyously gather together knowing that time in his eyes is not relevant. He'll come when he wants to come, and he'll come and he'll let us know that time by himself. Indeed, we are patient. But in that patience, we are a people set in the middle of those two great events who looks back and celebrates with joy the Christmas joy and the Easter joy of the resurrection that is ours. And then we look forward and we let the whole world know, yes, he is coming. It's our turn now to prepare for his coming. John the Baptist has done his job. We are here to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. We know what has been done by Christ for all of us. Now we know what we do from here. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.